Build Mama a Coffin is an all-new story set in the same world as Old Gods of Appalachia. Ain't gonna lie to y'all, family. I'm a little bit nervous about what's coming this time, so if y'all excuse me, I'll let you get on with it.
There's a narrow path to deliverance, child. Come, children, come. There's a path right through where the woods go wild. Come, children, come. There's a wolf out hunting in the pale moonlight. Come, children, come. Better keep on the path, better stay on the ride. Come, children.
And I saw the woman, drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Revelation 17, verse 6. In every small mountain town or every small rural community, or on any random stretch of dirt road where folks might live within a walk or a bicycle's ride of each other, there's always an elder that scares the hell out of all of us. Whether it's the mean old papaw sitting on his front porch, shaking that stick with a nail on the end of it for you to get out of his yard, or the sad and bitter-eyed old mamaw sitting on her front porch in her rocking chair, would just point at you if you got too close to her flares, and your blood would just run cold, and then you'd run the rest of the way home. These stories often seem to center rather unfairly around unfamiliar old folks with disfigurements or disabilities. There was a legend of a one-armed old man who lived near my daddy growing up, that if you wandered into his garden late in the fall, you'd find a root growing up out of a tree that was his other arm, and it would get you if it caught you there at night. This wasn't fair, as that old man was sweet as could be. But the imagination of children can be just as cruel as they are inventive and imaginative. But sometimes, those scary stories turn out to be true. Take, for example, the White property out near Esserville. The White's been on that land longer than there been Boggses in Boggs Holler. In fact, I don't know anybody that could think of a time that Miss White or Granny White, depending on how familiar you might be, I can't remember a time when she wasn't out there. If you look, you can see her sitting on the porch. Tiny little thing, pale as milk, albino, some say, blind as an old hunting dog, way past its years. See, she wears them little rose-colored glasses, so you can't see her eyes, and some people say there ain't no eyes in there. They've been cut out a long time ago because she was sick. But she'll give you a job if you need the work. She'll tell you there's plenty of land and plenty of work to go around. The pay's good and the food's even better, they say. After a while, you just become part of the family. And all you want to do is work that land. All you want to do is stay. Go on now. Ask Granny. I'm sure she'll be right glad to see you.
Well, looky here, why don't you? I was wondering when you'd get to stopping by. I was worried you wouldn't get here till after dark. Y'all don't need to be on these roads after dark. Ain't safe. Ain't never has been. We don't have supper here in a minute. Y'all hungry? Bet y'all. Yes, indeed. Y'all think you know what it feels like to be hungry, huh? Y'all think you know what it's like to not have your needs met? Not be able to fill the void that's placed inside us all at the moment we make that supernatural transition from idea to creation? I tell you, there's a million reasons babies cry when they come screaming out of their mamas. But the biggest one is that they hungry. And they were swallowed in the warmest warm that they will ever know. All their needs met, their belly fed, their waste carried away. No need to see, no need to feel, just feed and pass on. Feed and pass on. Once they out though, oh Lord, they gonna be hungry. 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 I bet y'all think y'all understand that, huh? I bet y'all even think you know what it feels like to be empty, don't you? What it feels like to be hollowed out and scooped clean of anything that might give you a fighting chance. What it feels like to be dropped into a never-ending free fall where you're both the party falling and also the hole you're falling into. Y'all are almost cute. I've been hungry my whole life. Yeah. Been sitting here on this piece of land for a long time, long time. Long time. I'm waiting for something that can fill me up and make me content. Yes, make me want to pat my belly and say, that was good. I ain't got no room for dessert. Oh, honey, I always got room for dessert. And seconds. And thirds. Ooh, makes my mouth water. Just thinking about it. I've been here a goodly while, yes. And when I first settled on this land here, there was only a handful of us that made it all the way up. Yeah. Me and that one with the antlers, I've been in this part of the world the longest, probably. Now that one ain't got no roots, though. Never put down a foundation, just running willy-nilly out there in the woods with his big old glowing crown of bones, making deals like some sort of traveling salesman. Never thinking about tomorrow. Trying to gobble up whatever he can find here now. He'll get his. There's a shadow. Around that big tree over the ridge there. Now that one is old, too. Likes to talk to the rest of us in the old tongue when we're trying to rest. He just mad the form he took don't move without being noticed. Can only get what comes to him with no real way to hunt. He gets his, though. Plenty of y'all gave him sucker swinging from that busted branch of his. Yes, sir. Now, I can move, and I can leave this land, but why should I? My children take good care of their Granny White. All of them come here purty as you please. Yeah, some run away from the homes they had. Some wandered lost and scattered after their chains were struck off. And some were handed over clean and legal by their families to work a summer job that turned into a forever job right here on my land. Granny White pays good, they say. And Granny White always looking for hands. Don't be scared of Miss White. She's old and she's blind and she's a little hard to look at. But Lord, no, child, no, no. Don't be scared. Just do what Granny tells you and everything will be just fine. But now here we sit, my belly's still empty and the sun is going down and we ain't even said what's for supper. Little bird tells me Miss Gloria Ann done passed on from this part of the world and is heading for that old black door. Left the meat God gave her rotting out in Boggs Hollow. All that knowledge, all that gift, all that green. It's just sitting out there like a big old granny pie on a windowsill waiting on someone to walk by and take a bite. We can't let our supper get cold now, can we, children? We can't let a perfectly good side of beef like Glory and Boggs spoil and feed the maggots now, can we? No, no, no. Lord, no, no. Hey, you know what Granny White always says, don't you? Waste not, want not. Bryson. Bryson, come here, boy. Go on over to the hall and tell Miss Mercy and Miss Delia to bring me my supper. Get on now. Get.
Tears and sister to make those hinges shine. Gonna build mama a coffin. I'm gonna make it out of spruce. They can all act broken when they hear the news. That mama's getting gone.
Today's story was written and narrated by Steve Shell. The voice of Granny White was Betsy Puckett. See you next time, family.